Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. I'm speaking with David.
Yes, that is me.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to your strategic line interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Uh-huh. So this call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, David, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So a goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
There's also two of us on the phone here, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, hello?
Can you Charlie?
All right.
Is on the phone.
Hey, hello, how are you?
Oh, hi, this is Nikki. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Charlie.
Charlie, gotcha. All right. So I'll have David and Charlie on the phone right now. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just see it here that you already signed the terms and conditions with Ben, and you're done setting up the secret question. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you both hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I get it here. Okay, but let me just go ahead and clarify. Is Charlie also going to be an authorized on this account, or will he be able to make any changes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me note that. Okay. So let me go ahead here and verify your details. Yeah. The business name that I got is Mythical Air. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the address that I have on here is 10423 South 51st Street, Levine, Arizona, 85339.
That is correct, but that's my personal house, so I'd rather not have, like, my personal address on there.
Gotcha, so I'm going to go ahead.
Should I leave out the house number?
Oh, anyways, we can hide the address for you.
Okay, cool.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and hide this. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Okay. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
Business license number?
Yes.
363256 is the license number.
I got 363256.
That's correct. And then I would have to look it up. Do you have that by the expiration? I think it's 2 years or something, right?
I'm looking it up right now.
Let me see if I can see.
Okay. I'll note it here then. If you already have the expiration date, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Right, so you're both licensed, insured, and have the business registration. Sounds good.
It's 131. Of the expiration.
That's 131?
Yeah, of 2028.
Gotcha. 31st of January, 2028.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. And we will be hiding your address as you have requested earlier, but I just want to make sure... Charlie, and Ben, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, I can receive mail at that address, yes.
Okay, gotcha. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 309-224-8589?
Yeah, but can we change that number too?
All right, so you will be providing me a different line?
Yeah.
Okay. What would it be?
480-270-4042.
I got 480-270-4042.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is this the number, is this number where we're going to set up your call tracking?
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Our business line.
This is your business line. Okay. All right. And I just want to make sure that I got the correct email address. That's info@mythicalair.com.
Yeah. That is correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I do see that you already have your website. You are using Google Workspace, so I'm pulling it up, mythicalair.com. Let me just check it here. Okay. All right.
That is done. Just so you know, that is through House Call Pro, or CRM, so they handle the website.
Gotcha. So that leads me to my next question. Are we going to promote your website as is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because our deal with them is they have the website through whatever our
CRM is. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me just note that we will just promote your website as is. Okay. So let's just go ahead and talk with the call tracking. So we will set up your call tracking, which is included to follow your to Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, David and Charlie. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize this, okay? But the phone number that we actually tried to set up earlier is the one that starts with 309. Are we going to still use the same?
We're not using that number for anything.
Oh, okay. You don't want to have a call tracking number?
Well, no, I don't want, my personal number, I doesn't need to go on anything.
Yes, okay, so for the 480-270-4042, this is your business line, right?
Yes.
Yep, so we are going to set you up your call tracking number. Let me check if we do have the 480 here. Okay, so we do have your call tracking number. That's going to be the 480-842-8774. Are you okay with this call tracking number?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so that means to say, Charlie and David, we're going to set you up with this call tracking number, and all the calls will go directly to the number that ends with 4042, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me just finalize this number for you. Anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
All right, and since we will be promoting your website as is, and to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Okay? All right, and also, would you like to elevate your customers' first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we will record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Mythical Air. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use a sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
I think we're good on that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, not a problem. We can skip it for now, and if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime.
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your keywords. We're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide HVAC services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
New AC units.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Installs.
Okay, you want to do installation.
Yeah, new air conditioners, installs, stuff like that.
Okay, new air conditioners, installs.
Repair, maintenance. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, let me clarify. Do you want it to be found first with a keyword HVAC contractor?
That should be fine. So, like, if someone goes in on Google and says in the Phoenix area, says local or air conditioning company near me, would ours pop up if we use
air
conditioning contractor?
Yeah, we're gonna add those keywords. So I'm gonna read to you. I pulled up the top performing industry keywords under HVAC contractor. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. So you will also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay? So I'm going to read to you the keywords. So if people are going to search online with this and with the target cities or zip codes that you will be providing, you should pop up on their areas, okay? So it doesn't need to put near me. Keywords are okay. All right. So let me see. All right. I'm going to read to you the top performing keywords. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to take out from the list. So I got here HVAC contractor. You mentioned about new air conditioner. Is it going to be like installation, repair, and maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. And I have here HVAC installation, HVAC repair, HVAC maintenance, HVAC system, commercial HVAC services, residential HVAC services, central air conditioner installation, central air conditioner repair, AC installation, AC repair, heat pump installation, heating system installation, furnace repair, boiler repair, ductwork installation, ductwork repair, ventilation services, emergency HVAC repair, and water heater installation. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything, are there any service related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
I think you got it.
Yeah, I think that was pretty much it.
Yep, actually, those are the top performing keywords, so that is very helpful for you. Well, anyways, I'm going to send you the email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you both, Charlie and David, is can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
We're
small,
locally owned and operated.
Gotcha.
Let's see. I mean, that's a hard one just because I think we do pretty much everything everybody else does, but,
okay.
Definitely locally owned and operated. Huh?
How about your years of experience?
Oh, yeah. Together, probably, what do you got, DJ, 15?
Yeah.
So you put 25 years of experience.
Oh, wow. All right. And then that's
between the two of us, yeah.
Gotcha. So you have 25 years experience. You mentioned that this is locally owned and operated. That is actually very helpful. And do you offer free estimates?
Yes. And
okay.
Second opinions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's new. That's new to me. Free estimates and second opinions. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I think you're just the first HVAC services that I have that offers second opinions.
Oh, really?
Yep. for the business, something that sets you apart or uniqueness in your business. All right, this is good. Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. And do you have a mission statement? Or let me check your website. Okay.
Our About Me would be probably the best one.
Your Google business profile.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, let me
check.
About
Us.
Google business profile. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just see. So you want to use the same that was on your Google business profile. All right.
Yeah, we can, or whatever you use. Yeah.
Yep. But I do see here on your website, is it not the same on your Google business profile? But let me just note.
Oh, it might be.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We have two of them.
Okay.
So it's so cool, it's unreal.
Oh, it's local and family owned, I'm sorry?
What was that?
Your tagline or slogan, do you have any?
Yeah, it is. Well, there's two of them. It's so cool, it's unreal. And then the second one is service so good, you won't believe it.
Service so good, you won't believe it. Like it.
That's correct, yes.
All right. I like it.
Well, thank you.
Good, you won't believe it. Okay. And how many years have you been in business?
This is this is our first year.
First year, 2026?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And you mentioned about the 25 years of experience. But anyways, the business started this year, but you do have the 25 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
Just us
two.
Okay, we got two here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
We'll do both. Mm-hmm. Mainly residential, light commercial.
Okay.
Owner-owned and operated.
Gotcha. All right. Owner-owned and operated. That is also helpful. Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got the correct hours of operation. So you do every day? That's 7 a.m. to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Everything.
Everything. You do cash, checks, cards, Zelle, Venmo. Cash App.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
No, we don't have Cash App. We have Venmo, Zelle, cards. We don't have Cash App.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have cash checked, right? Uh-huh. All right. Let me add those. You don't do PayPal or Apple Pay?
We have Apple, but we don't have PayPal.
Gotcha. All right. This is a good start. So now that we have your business information, David and Charlie, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and waste time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The first one.
Yeah.
Let's work with the first one. Okay. And now let's cover your Google business profile. Yes. And let's cover your Google business profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Levine, Arizona. So for this, which specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would like to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google business profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we can work on that?
Yeah. We can, but it is, with only 5, I guess. Because is there any way just to target it within like a 55-mile radius, or do we have to actually put the zip code?
Actually, if you would like to ask my opinion, we really don't highly suggest mile radius, specifically if we are going to do rankings. How many cities do you want to do? 10?
Well, I'm just, with the Phoenix area, everything, there's just so many cities surrounding.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, that's okay. We can add, or do you want to do counties?
Oh, we can do counties.
Yeah. Maricopa County.
How many
Maricopa
counties
and Pinal
County.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just add it here. Like, how many counties would you like to work?
Just two.
Just two. Okay, just let me add it here. All right. What counties would you like me to add here?
You can do Maricopa County.
Mm-hmm. And?
And Pinal County.
Gotcha. Let's do Maricopa and Pinal. Let me add it here. And I just want to make sure these are all under 2 hours driving distance, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Just have Maricopa and Pinal. All right. And that leads me to my next question for you both. You do have a Google Business profile, right? The one that we just pulled up earlier. Okay. Yep, I actually checked it here. You do have the 4042 on your Google Business profile. And do you have access to this Google Business profile?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you add this as manager so we can optimize?
Yes.
Okay. Can
what
I
do
log
I don't
into you right now? Okay. Let's go to your Google Business profile. Are you already in there?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on the page where you see edit profile?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see any three dots beside profile strength?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tap on the three dots, please? Then you should see business profile settings.
Okay.
Okay, and did you see managers or people in access?
People in access, yeah.
Okay, tap on it, please, and there's an add button. And you should see an email address box.
Okay, for add?
Yep, add button, and there's an email address box, and I will read to you the local Splash listing number. Just let me know once you're ready.
Okay.
All right, so under the email address box, put in 552-554-6200, and you should see the local Splash listings popping up.
Okay. And just add as a manager?
Yes, add as a manager, and you should receive a pending notification.
All right, I got it.
Gotcha. Let me just go ahead and check it here if you successfully received your request and got it. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to tell our Google team know that you have successfully added Assist Manager to your Google Business profile.
Okay.
All right. And also one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business?
What exactly does it do?
So, we do weekly posts on your Google Business profile to keep you front and center in local search. So, this is very helpful when it comes to the optimization. And anyways, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
All right. All right, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
Yeah, but I don't think I started one. I don't think I ever actually finished it.
Okay, so that means...
Well, maybe I did finish it.
Okay. If you do have a Yelp page, we advise you to keep manager your current reviews and content directly, but I think you haven't really touched anything of that. Would you like us to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. And
I'm trying to log in.
Yep, you actually need to add this admin to your page. Do you have access to that? I can send you an
email. I'm trying to log in right now.
Okay. So I will be sending you an email so you can add us as an admin to your Yelp page, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, we do.
Do you have access?
Yeah.
All right. And let me just have it here. I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access to your Facebook business page. Once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay? And I do see it here, David and Charlie, that you do have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. You have a very good package to start with. So I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. Okay.
Okay.
Let me send it to
you. Do you know what I go into for Yelp?
Yep. For Yelp, I'm sending you the email so you can add us as admin. Did you already have access?
Yeah, I'm in it right now.
Gotcha. So let me just check it here if you already received the email. How to, okay, let me reset it again. All right, so I'm sending an email that says how to add us as Yelp admin to your existing Yelp page. So you will receive two emails. The other one is grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. And I really do hope that you can add us as soon as possible to your Facebook page so we can work on your Facebook ads in a correct timeline, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and on that email, actually on the Facebook page, it will ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay? All right. Just let me know. Do you want me to walk you through, or do you want me to continue asking you questions for the onboarding?
I haven't gotten any of the emails.
Oh, you haven't received yet. Let's see. It was actually sent here in my end. You should receive it in a while. I sent it through the email that I have. I sent it to info@mythicalair.com.
Wait, local slash. There it is.
Were you able to receive the emails?
Yeah, I got them.
Sounds good. Gotcha. All right. Just let me know if you want me to walk you through or if you want me to continue asking you a lot of questions.
I just send invite user, is that what I do?
Yes, so you're done sending invite user for your Yelp page, correct?
No, I haven't sent it yet. It says select organization, Mythical Air. And then it says enter listing of invite user and enter.
Yes.
Listings at relevantads.com.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. That is done.
Gotcha. All right. And let's go with the Facebook page.
I can get a call. So much safety for Facebook.
right.
All right. And I've also received here the notification.
So it's continued as my personal, though.
Yes. You will actually need to log in with your personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. But you need to allow access to the business page because you will choose the page that you will grant us access.
So is there ones I don't check or do I check them all?
Okay. Do you have more than one Facebook business page on your personal Facebook?
Just the one.
Okay. So you have to choose the page, Mythical Air, and then grant us access. That's it. So once you connect your Facebook, continue as your name, and then choose the page, and then confirm access.
So it gives you a bunch of things. It says manage your product blog, manage ads, manage your business access profile, and post objectives.
Oh.
So I think we're good because it makes me, it's logging in no matter what, personal.
Let me check that. But you were able to choose the page, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. As long as you choose the page, you don't have to worry about the access. We will only be working directly with a Facebook page.
All right. Then you're on Yelp and Facebook.
Yep. But on the Facebook page, I haven't received yet the access. I should receive a notification here.
DJ, can I do it from my end? I mean,
Oh, I got it now. I got it now. Thank you so much for that. And, yep, I will let our Facebook team know that you have already granted us access to your Facebook business page so we can go ahead and optimize and work with the Facebook ads, okay? And then again, you will not be able to see your Facebook ads in your Facebook business page because you are not the target market, okay? But you will be able to see your ads on your dashboard, how it looks like. So if you have any questions or any revisions, just let us know.
Okay.
All right, and let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your package, which is included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
Is the creative team going to be all AI?
Oh, no. Our creative team actually will check the photos that you'll be sending. So if they think that the photos that you sent are of not good qualities, then maybe they are going to use AI-generated photos or stock images. But a creative team are actually, like, real people.
Will they let us know before?
Oh, actually, you will see your Facebook ads on your dashboard. If ever there's any changes that you like, just let us know.
Okay.
Yeah, we can start with letting them do it. It's just usually the ones that companies put on are just so bad because the AI will not get an air conditioner. It never looks like real stuff.
Yep. Actually, we only work with AI photos if the photos that you provide are of low quality.
Okay.
Yep, but those are only placeholders, so you can change any time, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you do have a lot of photos that you can send, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. That is very helpful, especially with the optimization. And there are three lead response methods for the Facebook ads, and you can only choose one. So we do have the form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls. So with calls selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, The dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. Some users don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call result. And the last option is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through the Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. And I wanted to give my recommendation because I wanted you to make the most of your Facebook ads. We actually highly recommend the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking and better quality leads. Again, the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. But most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Form fill is probably the way, because if they take the time to actually type something, that means they actually care.
Yes. That's how you get
They can't ask right. A real question, because people don't even like to call us now. They're texting us. Some thing they're
Oh, yep. God, yeah.
So do you want to do form
That's
fill?
That's all we do, so.
Yeah, form fill is fine. And then when you guys do these ads, it only targets, like, the Phoenix area, right?
Oh, for the ads, I'm letting you know that we are... Are you going to only target the Phoenix area?
Well, no, I just mean County. Just out. It'll be Arizona. Because, like, I know if you pay Facebook and you don't pay attention, I ran an ad on Facebook, and it just went everywhere. It didn't target anywhere.
So, for
so this will be all local.
Ad, yep. So you wanted to have specific areas that you want to do on your Facebook ad, right?
Well, I just want to make sure it's in our same state.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to do, am I going to add here Arizona, or do you want to focus with the two counties same with the Google Business Profile? What do you think?
Oh, the two counties. Yeah, the two counties.
Okay. Let me add.
Because I know if you don't select those options with those ads, it doesn't do that. Because I was getting a bunch of messages off Facebook ads from people in different states. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yep. Actually, for the Facebook Messenger and the Facebook ads, yep, correct. All right. So let's work with the two counties here. I'm noting it here. So our team will run the ads. We'll check it. Okay. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Charlie and David. So Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects click for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting it started, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or can we call you anytime if we have concerns?
Anytime, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that. And our team will check. We can call you anytime. I will let them know. And I do see that you have a logo, right?
Yes.
I really like the logo. It's so cool. Literally cool.
Thank you.
All right. So can you also send us your logo just to make sure that we will be working with good quality photo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a vector file too, I think. If that's what you need.
Yes, I really want to make sure that we'll be working with good quality instead of, grabbing photos from your website or things like that. All right, so now you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust or just reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, the videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and complete progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame. Yep, do you have a question?
Hey, yeah, this is AI-generated videos for social media. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, photos, stock photos, or AI-generated images, if ever the ones that you have sent are of bad qualities or low quality.
Okay.
Yeah, we can change it anytime, okay? Those are only placeholders.
Yeah. And then how do we log into our local Splash dashboard? Because I don't see that email.
Okay, we actually send it through the email, welcome to Local Splash, and on that email, you will see your username and the password. The username is actually the primary phone number that we have, but we set you up with the 309-224-8589.
Okay, that's fine. The only thing, I think I did do this already, actually. I think I did log in the other day. I didn't know what to do, though.
That number, though, that we just went over,
this is your personal number, right?
No, you just said the, isn't there another number?
Oh, the call tracking.
She's a new number just for the login.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
This is only for
your dashboard. But for the call tracking, that is the number that we'll be promoting you, but all the calls will go to the 404-2, to your business line.
Okay, cool. That just confused me for a second, because I knew we talked about it earlier.
Got it.
And then it'll show us under the ad campaigns what you guys are doing, right?
Yeah, the call tracking number will actually show on the marketing campaign that we will do. Because the call tracking will help you track all the leads through your dashboard and co-filter out the spam calls.
Okay.
And also, let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, that's the same day, Monday. Are you okay with the 4th of May, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
It's up to you, DJ, because, you know, yes.
That should be fine.
Your schedule is different than mine. I'm pretty free.
Okay. Let's do May 4th. Do you want to do it at the same time when we started the client interview?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as I mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to the call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. Okay? All right. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much both for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Not right now. Not for me.
Okay. Yep. And also in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. so please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, you both, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
That's it for me.
All right. Thank you so much, David and Charlie. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you,
have a fantastic day.